Maybe another small matter I can water to mention about.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Samaneras are anyway planning a trip to Laos sometimes this month or next month.
Yes.
And I actually would have to join, I realized.
What?
I actually would have to join, I realized.
You have to troll?
Join.
To join?
Yeah.
Why?
Mit meinem Visa. Ich darf nur 2 Jahre kontinuierlich in Thailand bleiben.
Ah ja.
Es kann nur einmal verlängern, zusammen in Thailand. Also ich müsste sowieso auch mit.
Oder ist ja gut. Dann fliegt er alle nach Chiang Rai. Nein, nicht Vientiane.
Ah, Sie würden über Chiang Rai dann?
Hm.
Wirklich? Okay.
Ja, ich habe das. Wir mussten mit Pierre reden, ne? Das war. Das war irgendwie einfacher.
Kap. Okay,
vielleicht. Die machen nur Probleme.
Ja, das habe ich ja schon gehört. Ja. Ich meine, für mich ist kein Ding. Ich muss eigentlich raus. Halt einen Tag warten wieder rein. Ich brauche gar nichts von den Behörden. Aber ja,
muss man mit Kuba stören. Ich habe das sagen. Kuba stören hat es vorgeschlagen und ich finde das eigentlich nicht schlecht. Ne?
Ja.
Ne, dann kommt da alle in das Plane, ne? Ja.
Okay, und dann über Chiang Rai rein. Ja. Okay, Kap, ich kann immer vielleicht auch. Ich kann vielleicht auch Dio mal fragen, ob er da auch ein Wort kennen würde.
Ja, vielleicht im Top. Ich bin sicher, dass er da was kennt, ne? Oder seine Mutter.
Genau, ja.
Oder Lumpu Tangpun, da braucht ihr nur Lumpu Tangpun zu fragen.
Kein, die sind ja alle über.
Die kommen ja alle.
Schon mal weiter. Ja. Genau, ob nur einen Tag irgendwo in einem Wort bleiben können.
Okay. Ja, klar. Wenn da alles alles stehen, ne? Es wird alles vom Kloster bezahlt.
Kapum, okay, Kapum, dann kümmere ich mich darum.
Okay, dann kommen wir her.
Ist es okay, wenn wir zusammen Kenntnis nehmen? Ich weiß es gar nicht, ob du zuerst dann sollte okay.
Hä? Oder ist es viel? And you really, you behave, you learn how to behave like a monk, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, the rules are not so much different, but you only have to respect 10 rules, yeah? And that is much easier in the beginning. Once you know how to behave, you know, behave like a monk, because, I mean, a novice is a trainee, actually, you know? Yeah? Maybe we should do that for
you.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea for some.
No, I think for most of the people it's not a bad idea.
Cup.
I took up used to the last
time. Sure. They can already train the Sekhya rules and then most of the outward things already.
You know how to do it? Okay.
Call back, call me say.
Three times.
I thought you push your tennis first, then you can do it.
No, I mean you pay respect 3 times. Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah? Come on. That's right. You shouldn't do it together with the monk.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammha Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammha Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammha Sambuddhassa. Acari Home Bhante Hohi Ayasamato Nisaya Vachami. Acari Home Bhante Hohi Ayasamato Nisaya Vachami. Acharyo me bhante hohi Arya samato nisaya vachami.
O Hare Krishna.
Sadhu bhante.
Ati rupam.
Sadhu bhante.
Asara gila sampadehi.
Sadhu bhante. Achatta gedani thero. Maiham bharo. Aham thera sadharo. Achatta gedani thero. Maiham bharo, aham dithera sabharo, achatta gedani thero, maiham bharo, aham dhithera sadharo.
Forget it already. Don't say together with them.
2 minutes.
And also, you know, I mean, I hardly hear you, yeah?
Huh?
When you talk to each other, I mean, your voice is loud and clear, yeah? Huh? These chants, you really have to, there's not so many chants, that you have to know by heart, yeah? But these chants you have to know. Okay. Huh? Where do you come from? Huh? What do you want?
We're just happy to see you.
Happy to see you that you come back.
Huh?
I'm happy to see that you are okay now.
And why didn't you come before?
Huh? Okay, yes, you did. You were not here because they said you are sick. So if you are sick, you don't want to be disturbed, right?
Yeah, you let a sick person die, yeah? You don't disturb them.
No.
Yeah.
So
much.
We dare not go and disturb them.
Yeah, we thought it would be wrong to go and see you. We would like to go and see you yesterday, but
we dare not
come and see you because last time when you were sick, I went to see you, he said, you asked me to leave you alone.
When was that?
Oh, when I first came? I mean, 3 years ago, I think you were, one time you were also having the same problem. Then we tried to go there, and then so I thought maybe we leave you alone too.
Or maybe that was the first COVID. Maybe it was the first COVID.
First COVID.
You know, we know that you want to be left alone.
I'm very happy to see you.
Yeah, yeah. Look, you have sore throat, is it? Or flu? Or fever?
Now he's asking that it's over.
In fact, I got the medicine, but I don't know whether to give you or not because I'm not a doctor. Huh?
I don't take medicine.
Ah, see?
All these medicines, Malaysians, you know, I mean, for everything they take medicine. Yeah? Singaporeans the same.
I also
the Chinese the same.
No, I also know that you can recover yourself in your meditation. So that's why we are not worried. We know you know how to heal yourself. In fact, if we come and see you, maybe it's a nuisance.
Well, what else? What else?
Yes. You know, last time, my first Dharma teacher, when he's sick, he don't see doctor, he's just like you. He just leave me alone.
Yeah.
So we know that all the people who are very, 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 very high up, they know how to fix themselves. So we are not too worried.
You're not too worried. You didn't order the undertaker, huh?
No.
Was it?
It's order the undertaker.
No. Because we have no worry. When the person is very high level, if he passed away, he go to a better place.
Yeah. He didn't understand.
Huh?
You have to translate in Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad to see you.
Great, great to see you again.
Okay, okay.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah?
Yesterday, I decided to leave, but...
What, you started to what?
Decided to leave.
Yeah.
But last night...
Yeah?
I listened to you and I said, like, this opportunity, I cannot miss it.
Yeah.
So if you allow me, I would like to stay till 15 this month.
What?
15 of this month.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay? Thank you.
I forgot, where are you from?
Romania.
Huh?
Romania, sir.
Oh, Romania.
Yeah, but I live in Spain.
What? You live in Spain?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is... We should all come together if you have questions, you know? I mean, not one by one by one by one, yeah? Huh? I mean, was just about to leave, you know? I mean, and then you come, yeah? So what is?
I want to ask, my mind is getting calmer in walking meditation.
Yeah.
And I want to understand some tricks or some things that I can use that I can focus my attention better.
Yeah.
So, for example, I started walking barefoot because it's a
yeah.
mud path.
Yeah.
So, what are some things that I can do that would help me? I use Anapanasati.
You use Anapanasati. I mean, for walking meditation, yeah, I really suggest when you're at the starting of your walking path, have a look at the end walking path and then determine all this. Just with one path, I want to stay with my breath. Yeah? And then at the end of the path, yeah, when you turn around, you stop for a moment and think, have I been with my breath? Yeah? Normally not. Yeah? And then just say, this one path, I want to be with my breath. Yeah? So, I mean, it helps you to interrupt, yeah, any kind of thoughts, you know, that go on for a long time. Yeah? And this way you reach calm. Pretty quickly. But I promise you, after the third time you turn around, you forget. That's why I have to remind, you know, really stand, you know, look at the end of the path, you know. Just this one path, yeah? At the end, you know, you do the same thing. You turn around, just this one path, yeah? There's no hour, there's no 2 hours or 3 hours, there's just this one path, yeah?
And sitting meditation?
Sitting meditation, that is much more difficult, yeah? I mean, walking meditation, also don't walk slowly, yeah? Walk normally or walk fast, yeah? If the mind is very busy, walk fast, yeah? And then it, you know, the moment the mind gets calm, you know, it walks slowly, slower, yeah? But never slow, yeah? And don't try to be with the foot, you know, I mean, because it disturbs, yeah? Just be, you know, and with the sitting meditation, then just use foot with breathing in and breath with breathing in.
I find I fall asleep after about 20 minutes. It's very difficult to stay awake. So only sometimes am I, like in the night,
yeah.
am I able to stay awake, which is strange because at night I should fall asleep. During the day I should be awake. But I fall asleep during the day, stay awake during the night. So I do it at night.
Yeah, I mean, then do it at night. You know, I mean, these things will shift, yeah. Over time, you know, and then sometimes we are more able to stay awake at night, sometimes we are more able to stay awake during the day, sometimes because it is hot, you know, we are not able to stay, yeah. I mean, find the rhythm, yeah. I mean, it does change, you know, it's not always the same. And, you know, I mean, if you can't stay awake, you know, do walking meditation, yeah. Then do more walking meditation during the day and more sitting meditation during the night, yeah. I mean, it is important to be awake, yeah? And doing, you know, if you do sitting meditation, what comes before you fall asleep, yeah? What kind of thought? Yeah? Mm. I mean, the kilesas announce, okay, it's calm, I want to go to sleep, yeah? And then now they announce it at least 10 times, yeah? Yeah? And you don't realize it, you know, and then you just fall forward. Yeah? I mean, the moment you hear that thought, you know, you see that thought, yeah, it's getting calm, you know, yeah, let's go to sleep. then you tell them, no, I don't want to sleep, I want to stay awake. And then you are awake as we have never been before. But you have to fight the police. They find all sorts of kids, you know, and then to lure you in, yes. And you see them, you know, I mean, once you don't fall for one trick, then you lose another trick, yeah?
Yeah.
They're very crafty.
Yeah. It's been 2 hours. Let's go. Let's sit.
Let's do this. Let's do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that means, you know, you're already out of your concentration. Yeah. Whenever a thought comes in, you know, I mean, yeah, then it shows you you're out of your concentration, out of the mind. And you have to fight them for. Yeah. Don't buy in them. Don't get interested in them. Yeah. You just tell them, I'm not interested, not interested. I don't want to listen to you. Not interested. It's just tough, right? Okay, you have a short
question. Well, first off, thank you for having me. I will be staying if the kilesas don't bother me too much until the end of January. And I was thinking, do I just focus solely on trying to go for Atma Samadhi, or do I also do some body contemplations at a certain
point? That depends on, you know, I mean, if your samadhi is good enough that you can stay being unbothered for 15 minutes, then you can start already doing investigation. Investigation helps, you know, also helps that. Helps you now developing later on samadhi, you know. So all these things, yeah? I mean, see the samadhi panya, yeah, are three columns where we rest our house on. Yeah? If you don't have enough sila, the house, you know, wobbles there. If you don't have enough samadhi, the house wobbles. Yeah? If you just rest it on one column, it wobbles to every side. Yeah? So we have to raise them at the same time. Yeah? Sila is very important. Yeah? I mean, when you are here, you keep the 8 precepts. Yeah? That's it. Yeah? So you have to worry about samadhi. If samadhi is okay, yeah, and if you can concentrate for 15 minutes without being disturbed, then go into body investigation.
15 or 50?
15. That's enough already. I mean, how? Huh? 15 minutes, you know, I mean, that's a long time, yeah?
Huh?
If you can do that, that's fine, yeah? Because we need, yeah? I mean, for investigation, we need the same thing as for samatha, yeah? We need to focus on one object, yeah? Without being disturbed. Being the object of the whole body or part of the body, we need to focus on it, yeah? We need to be able to visualize it with our internal eyes, yeah? In order to ask the question, yeah? So the best thing is, you know, I mean, to sit long in meditation for 2 hours, to investigate pain. That's where we, you know, that's where we sharpen our knife. Yeah? What is pain? You get up, yeah? And then the pain is gone, yeah? So what kind of pain is that? Huh? Yeah, it's gone. That's what we want, yeah? when we investigate pain, we want the pain to go away. We don't want to understand what is pain. Yeah? I mean, we have all our life, we have been running away from pain, yeah? I mean, we are just like these German sausage dogs, you know, I mean, yeah, the dachshund, yeah? Huh? You bind a sausage in front of him and some tin can, yeah? And he's always running. He's running from the noise and he's running after the sausage. He never catches anything until he stands still. When the noise stops, you know, and the sausage you can eat. Yeah? So we are running away from all these unpleasant, yeah? I mean, look at your life. You were running away. Yeah? You were turning your eyes to something pleasant when you see something unpleasant. Yeah? And we have to completely reverse that. Yeah? We have to look at all these unpleasant things and put our eyes away from the pleasant things, yeah? To see them.
One more thing. Like, this is now, I'm almost a week in and samadhi is getting stronger.
Yeah.
And I noticed that without having thoughts, I feel the heart is kind of the area here is kind of more painful than it used to be.
Yeah,
is
it could be. There's a lot of things in your heart. And it's not the physical heart, it's the chitta.
Yeah.
The chitta is at the center, which is between the lungs and between the heart.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah? And that's where it drives the whole body.
Okay.
I mean, so you can actually observe it, you know, how the chitta, you know, manipulates, you know, how it manipulates through the heart and through the lungs, you know, how it manipulates the whole body. Huh?
And so, when you say drop down to the chitta, like in one of the talks, you say when the breath gets really, stops,
fine.
Or really fine, you can drop down to the heart, so...
It will drop.
Ah, okay.
Not you
okay.
Can drop. That's where you get confused, and that's where you
okay.
See that your heart okay. Is in pain, yeah?
Okay.
If it drops automatically, I mean, there will be no pain, yeah? Then all what drops is the sati that comes from the chitta, yeah? Drops back to where it comes from. In the beginning, the sati is at around the nose, yeah? Yeah? Together with the concentration. And then once the breath becomes very detailed and there's not much thought and not much memory coming, yeah? Then the sati and the concentration split, yeah? And the sati goes, you know, where it belongs to, yeah? Where it comes from, but the concentration still stays here.
And it happens by itself, I don't...
It happens by itself, yeah. Lots of people try to make things, yeah. They also control their breath. This is the worst thing, yeah. And you see it, how to control the breath should become, the breath should become. And then... yeah. We are there to observe how the breath is, yeah. You just want to know how the breath is, yeah. It doesn't matter if the breath is rough or cut, yeah? As long as you know how to breath. The breath doesn't have to be subtle, but still we can be extremely concentrated. Yeah? So there's no need to control the breath. Yeah?
Okay, and one more thing, like, if I really put in some effort and really concentrate,
yeah?
I sometimes shake a bit, and I sometimes also have a feeling that I might be doing something with my eyes. I'm not sure that my eyes kind of get...
Yeah. That means you're trying too hard, yeah?
I'm trying too hard, yeah.
Yeah? I mean, it is... Where we have to try, we have to put in effort, is to bring the mind back to the focus point. That's where we have to put in all our effort, yeah? But isn't focus, if we try too much, you know, to focus too much on this, yeah? I mean, headache occurs, all sorts of things occur, yeah? Then you know you're wrong, yeah? I mean, the focus on the breath is very subtle, you know, you don't need a lot of effort, yeah? Where you need the effort is to bring your mind back, yeah? Because if it runs out, yeah? It loves to be there, yeah? And it is very difficult. Let me just think this, let me just think this. Oh, you know, what is coming after this, yeah? To bring it back actually to the attention, yeah, on the nose, around the mouth, yeah? That is very difficult. That's where we need the effort, yeah? Once it stays there, yeah, that's okay. Then just let it observe. Don't have to push it. You don't have to pressure it, yeah? It's like, that's why I use a similar for horse, yeah? It's like, well, as long as the horse is going in the right direction, you don't push it, yeah? It goes wild, you know, it throws you off, yeah? But if it goes in the wrong direction, I mean, then you give it a push, yeah? Then it knows, okay, yeah? And once it is in the right direction, you let it go. You go with the, yeah? With the feeling of the horse's, yeah? Steps, yeah? Yeah?
Just one question. When we start to get really subtle with the breath, I find that this is where I have a lot of trouble maintaining the interest and maintaining the point. And,
yeah.
And it's like, because it gets very pleasant. And then so I think sometimes, yeah, I can leave the curiosity, and then it's like a weird battle that's going on.
And that is the second problem that we have, you know, once we get, you know, the results of our meditation, yeah, the pleasantness, the pleasant feeling that arises, you constantly try to go to this pleasant feeling. Yeah? Mm. So you have to, yeah? the pleasant feeling, you know, is a side effect of our meditation. It's a side effect of our concentration. So, the moment you are staying actually more with the breath, and know the breath more, I mean the pleasantness will increase. I mean sometimes it increases so much, and sometimes in the beginning it can be over. It can be feeling too much. It's too much, you know. But, you know, just experience it, you will get used to it. It's also sometimes, you know, we feel so much energy, you know. And then we don't know what to do, you know, and this energy then turns into restlessness. We have to stay with the object, And especially when we leave samadhi, we have to be able, you know, to leave samadhi very, very orderly, Not to throw up our eyes, you know, and suddenly open our eyes. Slowly, now I'm coming out of samadhi, there's the breath, there's the feeling, you know, now slowly open the eyes, Not to jump out of samadhi, you know, I mean, the this is that, you know, all the energy that you gathered, you know, is spilled out in an instant, You don't want to do that, You have to develop more the knowingness of Krishna. Know the breath. I mean, didn't I tell you? I mean, know the breath when the breath is starting, when it is at its height, and when it's declining. And then know that there's a point between the in-breath and out-breath and out-breath and in-breath where it stops for a moment. Try to catch this moment, get the interest in there. You won't be able to catch that moment, but you can get very close, And the interest in catching this moment is the interest in the breath, actually. So you know every detail about the breath, and then everything else disappears,
That was actually one small question that I had, is how do I develop interest in my breath, more interest in.
So, you've got the answer.
So, I just try and follow. Sometimes it's a little shaky, sometimes it's clean, and I just...
Just follow it.
And I go with it.
Don't follow it within the body, Just follow
just
it.
Just
Here,
and how it goes. When it stops for a second, then it...
That keeps the interest, And then it can be completely absorbing itself, You don't want to know anything else, Because, I mean, first of all, you're concentrated. In this concentration, some people know, you know, when they have a hobby and get completely concentrated in their hobby, I mean, they forget the world around them. They don't even know what is happening around them, And that's the same, you know, when we get concentrated on, That's why people like to do these sports, you know, I mean, climbing up, you know, and I mean, being afraid or driving at 300 kilometers an hour, you know. I mean, because every second they fell, you know, their attention is gone, you know, they crash and die. And that's what, you know, I mean, that's what gives them the joy. But that is from samadhi. So the interest there, I mean, the interest in not dying by climbing up or parachuting or whatever, you know, whatever they do, bungee jumping and things like that. I mean, what do people do, you know? For getting the kick, All what we need to do is get in the interest, And that is completely right, Being at every moment, And it you will see, it's absorbing.
The rest of the world kind of disappears.
It disappears. And then you will see even the body disappears, you know, the feeling, And in the end, you know, there will be only the chitta, the air of the chitta that is, that you still can feel, physically feel, And then, and then the breath stops, and then you jump into the knowing method. No such breath.
I am a little bit afraid because when I'm walking at night, I'm also like, okay, if I disappear, which is probably going to happen much later, but if I disappear, am I going to fall off? Am I going to roll down the mountain? What's going to happen?
No, you don't fall off.
I'll just keep walking by myself?
You will never go into apana samadhi while walking.
Oh.
So, only with sitting.
So you cannot calm the mind in that moment. You can get in samadhi, walking, you know, get in samadhi?
Yes. In upachara samadhi you can.
Okay.
I mean, you can, you know, I mean, what happens, you know, when you do walking and you get into upachara samadhi, after a few hours of walking, I mean, you just sit there and see a walking body there. Yeah, walking. Yeah. I mean, you separated yourself out, yeah? Yeah? That can happen, you know, that can happen on the Vajrasana.
Oh, something like the walking type was like sleeping, like going after.
What?
Around me or something like that.
And that is an illusion that is created, you know, by a tired mind, yeah?
Okay.
Mm. So then stop, yeah? And then let's start again, yeah? Don't worry to stop, yeah? And if something is going wrong, don't worry to stop, start again. We always start anew. There's nothing wrong with starting anew, yeah? Mm. Even in the last stages, you know, Lungta Mahapo was starting, yeah? Ah, there's my Buddha, yeah? And then he started again, yeah? There's nothing wrong, yeah? We try to keep on, hold on to something that is not, and we know there's something wrong, you know? Okay, stop! Open your eyes, stop, and then start again, yeah? Yeah? Okay?
Okay.